Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:33. And 15 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here. You there. Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you up to the Yankees pregame show coming your way at 9:25. Right here on your fan, New York City, and Gertrude Stein once said of Oakland, there is no there, but the Yankees are. 9:25, the pregame show right here on your fan, and the rest of the season begins tonight for the New York Metropolitans. Once upon a time, a long time ago, it was spring, 2019, and some of you old enough, you remember, we had hope. Hope always springs eternal, usually in the spring. We had heard that Dominic Smith was now getting a good night's sleep, now had the alarm clock, and as we were counting the days, Smith was counting calories. We had hope. We looked over at second base and saw a 36-year-old second baseman with a resume, and some of us thought that if he was going to run hard and hustle, it'd be to the bank over the next 5 years. We had hope. We looked over at short, and we saw a young player who sometimes forgot he needed a glove. Saw a young player looking to reach his potential. We had hope. We looked over at third and saw a very nice smile, a wonderful personality, fan-friendly, a local guy, and wondered if he had more hits in him as there are letters in Tom's River. We had hope. As we waited for serious March baseball, somebody down Florida way caught your eye, made you notice, got your attention, playing hard, hitting the ball harder, and those with pencils in the shirt pocket and the book of fractions and decimal points and percentages in the back pocket noticed the launch angle, the exit velocity, and figured that if this team was going war and going to war, you'd want him in the trenches. So he began at the very beginning, moving up in the depth chart to number one at a position still a work in progress. Hope turned to hopeless. 40 and 51. And if you were watching the unwatchables and looking the other way, you were looking at the right side of the infield, where you were looking as hard as he was hitting the ball. Still, if you were writing, making some kind of paragraph or two or three about 40 and 51, you were writing with a very leaky pen about a team out of sorts, out of sync, making too many outs. Hope was lost. And then it was found with 15 out of 16. Hitting where they ain't. Hitting the cutoff man. Hitting their stride. Mirage gave way to Miracle, and the wild card race was on, no longer running on empty. And then, if you were writing the word turnaround, you had plenty of paragraphs full of names responsible. And if you were naming names and numbers and starting alphabetically, you were naming somebody who goes to war with a 4.4 and right now is among the top 10 in a number of National League offensive categories, including slugging, total bases, extra base hits, on base plus slugging, at bats per home runs, and already two National League Player of the Month awards. And in a few more months, you know, I know, we all know, he will be named the National League Rookie of the Year.
You didn't see the man come flying out of the sky from the clouds. It was him.
Coming into camp, I didn't know if I was going to make the team or not. And I mean, his season's been unbelievable. I mean, it's been a dream come true so far.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Alonso drives one to deep center field. Back goes Brinson. Takes a look. And it's out of here. Pete Alonso with his first major league home run.
More powerful than a locomotive.
That ball is out of here. Deep, his 10th home run of the year.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
It's launched, it's going, it's gone. Pete Alonso with his 20th home run of the year.
In the endless reaches of the universe, there once existed a planet known as Krypton. There, civilization was far advanced and had brought forth a race of supermen whose mental and physical powers were developed to the absolute peak of human perfection.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Pete Alonso.
I mean, we're never out of it. We always believe that's just the fact of the matter.
And that's the record for Alonso, his 27th home run of the year, a new Mets single-season rookie record.
This looks like a job for
Pete Alonso's 30th home run of the year.
From the New York Mets, the home run derby champion. What a show last night, Pete Alonso.
As the years went by and the child grew to maturity, he found himself possessed of amazing physical powers.
And Alonso hits one out of sight. That ball heads for the second deck and beyond, up into the third deck.
Pete Alonso becomes just the fourth man ever to have a 40 home run season.
Fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Alonso, one home run away from Hundley and Beltran as the Metropolitans take on the Indians, then the Braves, and then the Cubs. The rest of the season begins now. Couple of Metropolitan notes, Rajay Davis up, Walter Lockett down. And you've heard down and out Robert Gsellman. The latissimus tear gone for the rest of the season, including October. And we will include October until further notice. You may have also heard two former Metropolitans were arrested in the Dominican Republic getting caught in traffic, drug trafficking. Octavio Dotel and Luis Castillo with the drugs and the money laundering. Castillo came close to getting arrested for dropping that pop fly in the Bronx. You might remember Dotel. In fact, everybody who watches Major League Baseball would remember Dotel. He played for the Tigers, the Cardinals, the Blue Jays, the Rockettes, the Dodgers, the Pirates, the White Sox, the Braves, the Royals, the A's, the Astros, the Yankees, and the Mets. No wonder he turned to drugs. What is it? All right. Time to choose a story you are so tired of hearing about that you can't wait to hear more. In column A, Antonio Brown. In column B, Odell Beckham Jr. So, time to choose the story you least want to talk about, and all of us are waiting to hear what you have to say about not wanting to hear another thing about either of them. Antonio Brown, the gift that keeps on giving. Just when you thought the fun was over, he files another grievance. And you know who saw this coming? Everybody, including Ben Roethlisberger, who has to be wearing a smile right now, followed by a I told you so. The Raiders thought, well, we'll do a Father Flanagan and turn this bad kid into a team player. Wrong again. Brown has a hard head, so maybe the NFL will allow him to play without a helmet. Oh, wait just a moment. This just in. He was in camp today and wearing a new and approved regulation helmet. Stay tuned. And then we have from column B, Odell Beckham Jr., who apparently misses the kicking net he left behind in New York City. Maybe Odell can find happiness throwing a party on Lake Erie and invite Justin Bieber. Maybe Odell can find a French model, a good slice in Cleveland. Maybe not. Odell left his heart in New York. Says he was traded out of spite. Left for dead going to Cleveland. And he's probably right about his exile to Ohio. But needs to think football and keep New York in mind when it's time to take a vacation. In other words, Odell Beckham needs to be told. And if he's not telling himself, the Browns need to tell him. Think X's and O's with us and lose the exclamation points and pound signs with the New York Football Giants.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.